Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peanut butter is a dessert, and I ate a lot of peanut butter this weekend because I'm fat.
What was the delivery method?
Two peanut butter sandwiches.
Mm.
One early in the evening and one later in the evening. Not Wonder Bread. I don't want to go that far, but I'm regular, like, bread that you're
that's
not
supposed
to eat.
Bad without a dinner. That's fine.
Oh, I had dinner. Yeah, I had a big dinner. I had wings.
Sure. Peanut butter wings.
I had like 15 wings.
Delicious peanut butter wings.
A good rule of thumb in Florida or in Southern California.
Sure.
It's the sunburn on the skin to missing teeth ratio.
Sketchy.
That's my mom, my dad, and myself. So three of us, three adults. And I sit there and I'm like, well, and my mom's like, don't worry about it, honey. We can just watch it upstairs. Upstairs where? She goes, in bed.
Oh, no, their bed?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day for you and your sweethearts.
It's baby.
Great to
baby.
Have you along on Valentine's Monday as we get little things together here in the studio. You know what? I know what I didn't do this morning. I knew there was something I didn't do.
What?
I didn't jot down your cities that you had.
I can remember a couple of them.
Really? What do we have today?
Baltimore.
Puget, Washington, Alexandria, Egypt.
Oh, that delightful little town. Egypt.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't have to make them up. Just say
no. I'm trying to remember the ones I did.
You wrote them.
A second here.
He'll read them.
Read them. We're glad to have you.
Read
them on here.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Stop.
Glover
that. Let's
Park,
not
Washington.
How about Silver Puget Springs. Sound, Washington, Redding, Pennsylvania, Dermot, Arkansas, Lake Park, Florida, Levittown. Oh, we're living here in Levittown. No, that's Allentown. Levittown, Long Island, New York, and Alexandria, Egypt. Those are the towns we have today. Glad to have you along.
Hello, Egypt.
Hello, Egypt.
No one brought this up at the beginning of the show in our pre-show
good,
meeting.
If you say this is great. I can just get my little Vic done. I can't do my work.
Can we do the taste test finally today?
Oh, Pony's taste test?
For what?
For candy.
You know what? With everybody talking about Valentine's Day and everybody talking about the Super Bowl, we have plenty of time to talk about that crap.
Yes.
To be perfectly, there is so much material right now that I have thrown into the trash about the halftime show and then commercial. I think it's a ball. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, but we're going to do it in our own way.
Yeah.
I would love to say F you to all that. We're not doing it. Look, we do a podcast.
We do.
It has a few day long tail. Pony, bring your food in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
He's got to go to the fridge real quick. Because
that's fine.
He's had it here
for months. I would love to shake it up a little bit.
Months.
And do
I hope
Pony's
it's in the
thing.
Fridge.
You know? I mean, why
well,
not?
For a long time, it's just been on his desk.
Has it just been sitting on your desk for a week?
Safe.
I don't like dusty Reese's cups.
Are they really gross? Are they?
Dust just flew off.
Can
of
you
them.
Can someone?
Yeah,
at
I'll
least
bring it
hold
up
one up
it
to
up.
The camera.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, so here comes Oscar. Going to give you a nice fat close up. Ta da!
Okay. Yeah. So they're the big cup. And is there anything else new on? I see blue. What is the blue?
Because it's the Reese's potato chips big cup.
Oh, so they're potato chips mixed in with the Reese's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, can I tell you, I have a theory as to why Oscar wanted to do this.
Why?
Oscar's hungry and he wants to try it. I think he likes it.
I've been asking to do this for a week now. You keep pushing it back.
Am I hungry every day? Like this.
Yes, I'm a human.
I think you're going to like, right? Don't your taste buds want you to do this?
I'm a Reese's guy.
Make your tummy say howdy.
Very good. Yeah. Rob, what is your anticipatory feeling about this?
As a traditionalist, Mike, I say, why mess with a good thing?
I agree with that.
But, however, there was a limited edition banana peanut butter Reese's cup some years back that I thought was quite good.
Wasn't it an Elvis promotion?
Was an Elvis-themed one, but it was still very good. Because of the banana.
Quite right.
Rob, you go first.
All right.
I'll pat. So Pony contributes, let's say,
60%.
0.00001 percent of the content on the show. And when he does, I take notice.
So you want to get, yeah, and you want to be inclusive.
Yeah, I want to be inclusive. And I thought this was a great idea.
It is a larger cup. It is the big cup. It's got a good nose on it. That chocolate peanut butter smell is excellent. It's got the ribbed.
This is there a name for it? Is it Reese's potato chip?
It's a potato chip big cup.
Potato chips.
Potato chip big cup.
All right.
Not a fan of the big cup.
Ratios
wrong?
Because
the ratios are a little funky.
Don't get chocolate everywhere.
Taking off the part of the brown ribbed paper cover.
All right. Now, the real comedy in me would say, let's review these while you take an entire big cup in your mouth. Rob just did. Rob, can you explain the delicate flavor profile that's existing there?
Let's talk a little bit.
That's always
I've
funny.
Taken a bite, Mike.
All right.
And I like it. It does give us what we all would want, is some texture in a cup.
Yeah, but why potato chips? You know what it's like? It's like crunchy peanut butter.
It's like crunchy peanut butter, so you don't get the...
I'm not getting potato.
The front-forward taste of the potato chip.
Thank you. I'm not getting potato at all. I'm getting a little extra salt.
My favorite part of this bit so far is Oscar handing you a paper towel. This is why our views are up, folks.
What I love is that he probably...
Oscar disdainfully handing you a paper towel that, you know...
You texted Dan O'Brien to bring a paper towel first, and then the paper towel came in.
Yeah.
Potato chips are... It's not... You know what it is? It's not a distraction. But
what are you chasing your peanut butter cup with, Oscar? Is that?
The Mountain Dew Energy, 10 calories.
Yeah, how many years do the listeners have to tell you to be careful with those?
What
am I going to do if one day you come in here and collapse because your heart is exploding?
You're out of the three of us. I think we're safe. We're fine.
I know you think Rob and I are in the lead as far as heart exploding, and based on my weekend activities, I probably would back you up on that.
Also, the alcohol intake is slim to none, so I got that going for me.
Yeah, right. That's good,
Mike. I say that is a that if I'm not going to give it a letter grade, I'm going to say it's like a do you ever take a class in college that was a pass fail?
Yeah,
that's a pass. It's fine. Right,
you pass.
It's fine.
It passes.
It passes.
You could eat one if, you know, but why mess with a good thing?
Yeah, and the ratio is a little off because it's the big cup and the potato chips add a little extra salt that it doesn't need.
I get it. Okay, so we're talking about the Reese's Big Cup potato chip.
Yeah, 1 out of 10. Six,
because it's still good.
You give it a little better, so it's edible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's not a fail.
What say you?
I completely disagree with Rob. This is... Dare I say, an 8?
This is why you were excited about it.
Yes,
Pony goes great with chicken tenders and energy drinks.
and I'll tell you why the mouthfeel for me. And I'm a crunchy peanut butter guy. If you're a crunchy peanut butter guy, this is right. This is a super size flavor crunchy peanut butter.
You know what? I'll give him that because I'm a smooth peanut butter guy. I'm not a crunchy peanut butter guy.
Well, I can go either way, but I'm probably a smooth peanut butter guy as well. But, you know, I think about peanut butter more than people might realize. I truly do.
You own two dogs.
Frankie. and the amount of sugar we have in our house now.
Right.
Peanut butter is a dessert.
Yeah. Oh.
Peanut butter is a dessert. And I ate a lot of peanut butter this weekend because I'm fat. And I have to find it wherever I can.
What was the delivery? What was the delivery method?
The delivery method. First of all, it was a Saturday night, and the delivery method was two peanut butter sandwiches, one early in the evening and one later in the evening, and just on not Wonder Bread. I don't want to go that far, but on regular like bread that you're that.
Yeah,
I'm
but that's not bad without
eat.
A dinner. That's fine.
Oh, I had dinner. Yeah. I had a big dinner.
This is how
I had wings. I had wings.
Sure. Peanut butter wings.
I had like 15 wings.
Delicious peanut butter wings.
I did.
Seven sandwiches held you over.
It was early. We went about 4:30 in the afternoon. And then come on, propagate TV.
That's the Florida in you. You eat your dinner at 4:30.
We went to Buffalo Chips where we took Jimmy.
Okay.
And we've been there like twice in the last 2 weeks. I told you how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe it's because I haven't had wings in a long time. It was just so pure and real and great.
What was the seats, what though. Was they, the heat profile on your
medium?
Wings?
We do medium.
Medium, good.
Carla's down with medium. I'm down with medium, and we do. And Michael had a mac and cheese, and then some French fries. So It was an entire health food. Look, the whole weekend was a health food extravaganza. But getting back to peanut butter, because I'm not allowed to have like candy, cupcakes, cake,
ice cream,
or ice cream in the house now. That's my, when I'm really being bad, that's me really being bad.
Okay. Any fruitcakes hidden anywhere still, or are they long gone?
Boy, I killed right before I was restricted on my sugar. I really dove into one of them.
Because I'm betting Carla has one hidden somewhere.
Oh, I guarantee she does. And it's probably in a basket of the freezer, you know.
And it's labeled broccoli. Door.
It's got peas on top of it or something like that.
Can we get Matt Bloom's take on his snack?
Yes, yes. Sorry, I'm sorry we're boring you.
No,
Matthew Bloom, Pony Boy, what is your take on your snack?
I think all too often when you get a crunchy thing in a chocolate bar, it's usually just puffed rice, which is okay. It gives it, it gives it a different feel, but it's
like
so
a crackle
plain.
Bar. Like a crackle bar, yeah.
Exactly.
What about this pretzels?
This is what they should be putting in a crackle bar. The saltiness works with the chocolate so well.
I would think so.
And I think this is delicious. I'll give it a 7.5.
Yeah. Almost like a kettle chip as well.
Stays crunchy.
It's almost like a kettle chip. It's so crunchy.
But not like a buffalo chip.
No.
So the chip is not branded in this particular.
No, it's not like a Lay's.
These massive corporation, they would
usually
mention the chip. It's not a
collab.
Hello, Ruffles. This is Reese's.
So obviously it would be something that if I'm, cruising through the grocery store and I
want
to do
try.
A real cheat.
Yeah. Worth a try.
But very concentrated sugar there. All right. So we need to get to it right
now.
Let's just talk about it. Where to begin?
Da, 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 da.
As far as
Can you tell us your setup first?
You mean as far as the setup for the set? Well, yeah. We're going to talk about Oscar had a bad time regarding the Super Bowl. I had a fine time, but yet not really. And I was in an absolute and total depression when my head hit the pillow last night. I was not a happy person.
Why?
And it's a very long, involved, day-long problem. Rob, I want to get to Rob with our Super Bowl coverage today to talk about. Here's what we're not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about commercials.
Good.
We're not going to talk about the halftime show, and we're not going to talk about the national anthem because they want you to.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk about the game, but I'd like to talk about the game in a very psychological way as far as what everybody did in and around the game and people like Rob who may to a degree have protested the game and the hype that it gets, which I am absolutely okay with. Now, I don't know where to begin, but I guess I should begin at the start that we had. I think I'm the only one in our little trifecta that had a Super Bowl party.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And the numbers were changing the last time we spoke as far as attendees.
The numbers were solid as far as, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, including us, it was 7, 8, 9, 9 people.
That's a good size.
We thought we might have 12.
That's a good size, though.
I'm sorry. 9.
You have friends.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, 12 with us.
Okay, that's almost perfect, then.
My best buddy, Oli. From the fabulous country of Mexico, texted me 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Brother, tired. He'd had people in line. I'm totally down with that.
Right.
I'm like that, and I give people a free pass like that. Like I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that to me
is a Sunday commitment.
A Sunday commitment sucks. The idea of Sunday late in the day, it sucks. It sucks for people doing it.
Yeah.
It sucks for people going there.
Oh, it mostly sucks for people hosting.
It's just probably. But I mean, that was the easy peasy part. Carla and I, and I wrote this all down. Let me make sure I've got it right. I have a piece of paper for reference.
Oh, I love
here.
This. This is great.
Let me make sure I've got
show prep kids at home.
Hard copy.
That's not the one
at home.
Oh, there it is.
Organization.
Think of the environment.
Yes.
My wife and I have social anxiety. It's obvious that we do. All right? We have social anxiety.
In what way? And how does it manifest itself?
I can only deal with me. in my way, in all things.
Well, it's always
I think
been
you
like
guys
this.
Have seen yeah, it. You guys have seen this. It on yeah. the road, even
you
when we're doing
people.
A live show.
Yeah. You're in like the worst mood for someone that's going to entertain people. You're like, this man should be happier. But once we hit the stage, you turn it on.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't like
I
to...
never, you know what? I've known you forever. I've known you for way more than half of my life. Worked with you yes. in way more than half of my life. So I know you. I don't know Carla as well.
Right.
Is she as socially anxious as you? And
I
did she
thought
pick
so
it,
yesterday
did
morning.
She, did she
was.
Pick it up from you?
Oh, no. It's...
Yes, she could. I don't know if she's left for
look,
work yet.
If you're walking into a snowstorm,
yes. right?
And all, it's whether it's 6 inches or 12 feet, and all you have is a flamethrower to melt the snow.
Right.
Like you know there's going to be people that get burned, right?
This I guess I don't understand what
he's
saying.
In his Oscar way, is he's blaming me.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
For
I'm
Carla's
not.
Social
She made her
anxiety.
Own choices.
Oh, we, God.
There's nothing I like more.
She made her own choices, Mike.
I love going out to... No, I don't. Sorry, no, I'm not going to lie.
You like?
I was going to find. I'm trying to find a social event that I love.
What about a small get together of people that you genuinely know and enjoy?
Can I give you a pass? And this is not a joke. I'll stop joking for 2 seconds. You have been so famous for so long
not
that
really.
If people aren't catering to you. Then That's, you just it's off-putting.
This is when That's he so stopped. Wrong. This is when he stopped joking.
This is so wrong, though, because I was like this. No, I wasn't. You're right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was maybe like this. Maybe you're right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you. Now, hear me out. Please hear me out. Maybe you're right to a degree. Maybe you're right that the idea, and by the way, not so famous for such a long period of time.
Well, compared
I don't
to most
think
regular
a 20
people,
year run
most
is,
regular people, you have had the.
There was a run.
Yes.
We had a good run
correct.
Of a lot of events where, yeah. I'll be honest with you, where we were the center of attention.
Yes.
Right.
And I think, it, would I be wrong in saying, I think that F's you up for social activity from that point forward.
It certainly
yeah.
changes
I
it.
Think you might be right about that.
You're
I think we're getting somewhere. This, this is why it's therapy.
He
I
could have
think
said
that,
it in a different, nicer way, but yeah, I think
no,
he has
but,
a point.
But it's okay. I and you probably the same
yes.
way, Oscar.
Yes.
It's and Rob, you too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's a point where you get that it's if you're not the center of attention, maybe this is absolutely right. You're just incredibly bored.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not the center of attention is bad. And if you are, do you sometimes feel the need to be on? Which is, you know,
but
I'm
not in my private life
no.
ever in that need anymore because I don't no one cares anymore.
May I work on
it's true. Can,
may I piggyback onto your
nobody
point
cares.
Just now?
Yes. Go right ahead. This is why I love
well,
this
I've
show.
I've been self aware of this for the last 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Because Shannon noticed that when we would go out to other aspects that weren't boat or TMOS or anything like
right.
that I didn't look like I was having fun.
Yes.
And I love my wife. She called me out and she goes, if it's not about you, like you don't engage and you're like grumpy. And I said, that's a fair point.
That might be absolutely.
I am a product yeah. of my environment. And in fairness.
And it happened because even no matter how long the time, you had a run too where
always,
you guys were super social.
Yeah.
Like incredibly
twice a week.
Yeah, we would play kickball.
Everything you did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you, even though my run may have been a little longer, was you know, you guys got the same thing. And Rob, you were right there for
sure.
the run. So
yeah.
you know what I'm saying.
I do.
I think that's it. I think that might be it. That's yeah. horrible.
No, it's not horrible. Once you make peace with it and you're like,
no, it's horrible that even happened.
It's That's just another said. Crack yeah. that explains why we're all broken. It's not yeah. the entire reason, but it's part of it.
But Mike, when you make peace with that and you're like, oh, it's not, I'm not scared about the promo person not showing up with the banner or the prizes or the yeah. salesperson not showing up mm-hmm. without the check or something else going that I don't have to, like, and this is not a, look, I would, anybody would trade places with us. It's just when you're on the radio and there's a level of, okay, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, you're going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you have these happy hours. And then your entire existence is run off of how much extra cash can I make on the side by going to bars, which is just probably not a healthy cycle, because you get paid extra money to go to these things.
I would do two a night if they
and
offered
then,
them. Yeah.
And then, so you do that for a decade. It affects you.
Yeah.
Well, and so that's part of the problem.
Yes.
I'll give you the other part of the problem. My Super Bowl party was born out of another social get together.
I remember.
Which is the biggest mistake in the world. Everybody knows this. Every professional party person knows this. If you're having drinks and maybe many drinks, and
sure.
at the end of that, you say, we should la, 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 la. Mm-hmm. We should do this. Which is exactly what happened, that usually things go awry.
What it is, Mike, it is a larger version of going to a second or, dare I say it, third location. You want it to continue, even though there is enough space between the two events where you should say, oh, no.
And is there an opportunity to pull the plug? About the day after, but if you don't and you keep going with it, suddenly Sunday arrives,
right?
And yeah, you've got people coming to your house at 5 p.m. on a Sunday,
yeah.
Which if you said to me on a normal Sunday with my family, mm-hmm. someone's going to be dropping by at 5, I said I will put a grenade at the front door.
True.
To prevent people from coming into my home.
Sunday is a day of rest.
Yeah.
It's a day of rest, but the NFL with their attempt to brainwash and behavior mod
and
the entire United States.
Cater to the West Coast to a certain extent as well.
To an extent, but also the primetime viewership.
Yes.
Whatever it is, it's when they do it. You know, how many people have you heard, I know I have, that say, why don't they do it on Saturday?
Exactly.
Well, they don't do it on Saturday because they want to make sure that you are captive in your home,
yep.
That you have to be in your home or you're out at a party, blah, blah, blah. That's the same.
Carrie said at one point during the game, she says, God, it's not... How did it get so late? I said, because the game doesn't start till 6:30. Yep. That's how it got so late.
So our party was born out of the, we should have this in
there.
So Carla, who was really slaying the dragon last week, dropped that on me like 4 or 5 times. We never should have done it. I said, we're doing it.
Thank you.
It's on me. It's on me. The morning of the event.
Does
it's
she
just
think
like,
you don't know that?
It's the morning of the event. It's like, rah, 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 rah. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. It was not, there were not horrible things said. It was just a tone that was just
a malaise.
Nastiness.
Yeah.
And so we wake up, it's raining. It's just not fun. I said, let's just start early and let's all go. We don't want to mess up the kitchen. We have people coming. Let's go out to breakfast. And it starts with me having to talk her into it. Because I know she's much fitter than I am, and she wants to exercise, but I talk her into it, and it's the last moment of peace we have. Because after breakfast is over, she is going to walk the 2 miles from the breakfast venue back home to get her steps in, and I'm going to take Michael to go to the drugstore to pick up his prescription. That's that.
Did you go to the breakfast place by her office?
No, that would have been 9 miles. Or something it's like
that walk is not like a planned walk, though.
No, that's I want walk. Some time away
that's
from
like,
him.
You
walk.
Know what? I'm going to go get sunburned on the side of the road.
I'm going to get
and as my son pointed out, there's an element of danger to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And I said,
Dad, what
and
about
I,
the meth heads?
And then, I made a joke, and the joke didn't go over with an 8-year-old. I said, you know, if something happens, we'll be fine. you know, so that didn't go over that well.
Tears.
No,
tears.
He's got the boy has a wonderful sense of humor, Mike. But even
he's
that might
smart
be
smart kid.
It
he's
might
an intuitive.
Still might be a little advanced.
He's intuitive. He's super intuitive, and he picks up on that. And then we got on a discussion. You know, now that I'm looking back, you brought up something that was actually a pleasant part of the Sunday. We brought up sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
I explained the word sketchy. Sketchy.
Oh, okay.
I asked him if he had any sketchy teachers. You know, we had that discussion. We're looking at people, and this old man is coming out of community right when we left the parking lot where we had breakfast. Said, "Dad, he's sketchy." I said, "No, he's an older Hispanic gentleman that is working hard. That is the absolute
non-sketchy
the face
right
tattoo, there.
Daddy?
Yeah, what about the teardrop?
He didn't have it. Hold on, he wasn't sketchy. I'm trying to make a point here. There wasn't anything sketchy about him. He had a backpack that was going. He looked like he was going to the gym.
Got it, he
did not look sketchy.
But if he was wearing a medallion on a heavy garden chain, then he'd be sketchy.
No.
Now we're not profiling him.
No, of course not.
You can't profile too because. Well, if you're going to you have to go right for the White Devils down here. If you're going into the sketchy department, because coming out of the drugstore, I said, now, Michael, that guy right there, that is sketchy.
Well, show him an upcoming promo to the Tiger King miniseries.
Can the guy plays Tiger King?
That guy's sketchy.
A good rule of thumb in Florida or in Southern California.
Sure.
It's the
warmer climate.
It's the sunburn on the skin to missing teeth ratio.
Sketchy.
The higher the ratio, the sketchier the guy.
Then we had a discussion about teachers. I pivoted to a discussion of teachers because I thought that was an informative moment for me. I said, are there any educators, teachers
educators?
Or people that work at the school that would be sketchy? And he didn't hesitate. He went right there.
Them sketchicators.
It was interesting because he thought that the person he thought was sketchy was the person I thought was a little sketchy.
Oh.
Which is pretty interesting.
That is. The overlap.
But anywho, that's gonna stay in my quiver. I'm not going to mention that publicly. So it was just that and then getting ready, and then we didn't have to make anything because I just ran down to Mia.
Got pickup.
I picked up all the food down at Rhea, and that was fine. And then once people arrived, I was fine. And that middle part is great. And then you realize that it's halftime and it's well past my bedtime.
Yeah, sure. 9 o'clock.
And then, fortunately, everybody kind of picked up and bailed. I think there might have been one person who was like, well, that's our cue. And I don't know whether we were rude about it, but I don't think we were rude about it. It was everybody was gone.
Did you do the big yawn?
I'm usually in bed by now, guys. How about you, Wayne Grant?
I'll just give you the, because I know you guys had days as well. The last words were, we let my son stay up late. And somehow my son manufactured this passion for the Bengals during the course, and he's really engaged with watching the game. I would give anything if he was that engaged with every Giants game we watch, but
the Giants game doesn't get him to stay up late.
It doesn't. It's because
1 o'clock,
the Giants
not in prime time.
Yeah,
but I looked at him, and at the end, he was exhausted. He was tired, and he was sad. I said, "Hey, you win some, you lose one." Later on, I'll tell you about he won his flag football championship, and I texted all you guys. That was a great night. I wasn't having it. Too tired, 10:30, just ridiculously tired. And I said, Michael, the thing about rooting for teams is that you root for them when they're up, when they're down. Mm-hmm. I said, Dad, the Giants just suck. And he turns around and walks into his bedroom.
Oh.
And that's literally where I was just so, so sad. I was because I didn't get him to come back
and
say that. And, you know, well, he was right, but I mean, you have to root
their
for a
offense
sucky team,
is sketchy.
Because then it's fun. The Bengals sucked 2 years ago.
I agree.
True enough.
I agree.
So it's great when a team sucks, and then they come back and they almost win the Super Bowl. Almost.
Very close. Very
so that was that. That was, you know, God, how come the time is flying today? There's too much to cover, for Christ's sake. But then at the end of the night, it was just everybody was like short and stuff. The long and short of it, I like to have maybe a gathering or two at the house. I don't like to have it around the event.
No, you're right.
I don't need it around the TV event.
Yeah.
The TV is just like radio, podcasts, anything. The TV is more of an intimate form of communication.
And also, Mike, you touched on it earlier, is that, and I think for all of us, because we've all done mornings before, Sunday is sort of a tainted day. Because
I want Sunday to myself.
Yeah, because you know that Monday's coming, and it almost ruins part of Sunday that Monday is so close.
And I've always thought that Sunday partiers are it's a redneckathon.
Sketchy.
I've always thought that it's just like the real. It's 5 o'clock, and I'm gonna be. Because you don't give a rat's ass about your Monday.
Right.
Sunday fun day is always an option.
I don't buy that.
Sunday fun day. Let's do this.
Yes.
Let's take a break early.
Okay.
We will delay the news because I don't want to share that with you until the third break. And I want to hear about, you know, all of you, including Oscar saying he had a bad day as well. And you just hating sports.
I hate
sports. And I want it to really, just really tell us why. Because there'd be lots of kindred spirits out there with you that think the whole thing's ridiculous. And I see their point. We'll take a break and come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. Hi, my favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if your 10 little piggies are cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey, Alexa. Play the Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thanks, Ina. Hey, it's hard to imagine, but spring is almost here, people. And if you want soft grass under your feet, you'll need your lawn back. Sunday, get your grass growing and keeps it healthy.
A good
all
Sunday.
All season long.
That's the best Sunday.
That's the best Sunday, not the social Sunday. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Isn't that cool?
I love it.
You can feel good with kids and pets being around, too. All you have to do is visit GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. I'm talking about satellite imagery.
Yes.
Where they an analysis of the soil in your area that will allow them to use the data to create a personal nutrient plan just for your lawn. It's delivered to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose. I did it. I sprayed it. It takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the stuff really works. I have used it. I know. I love Sunday. Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn, and they can do it without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plans. They start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS20. That's GetSunday.com/TMOS20. That's the code they want you to use.
It's a little different. The easiest way to do it is to click their button on our website. It'll make sure you get that discount.
And get your lawn looking great. And I love molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a blade of grass, and I'm, I don't know.
Tastes like a
at
cookie.
At a Super Bowl party. I saw it.
It's good. That's good.
All right, so I told you my deal. Socially, say, well, nice people coming over. My radio buddy came over before the game because he's got to watch kickoff. I love he's very specific. He is so social. He comes over. He's got his cooler. This is for Eve. This is for me. He brings his, exactly what he wants to drink, and then he leaves exactly at the time that will allow him to get kickoff in his own home.
He's good at it,
because
right?
He's got to talk about it. He's great at it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the same social anxiety. He's got an energy level, I don't know, probably in that vape pen is. But anyhow, it's fascinating to watch, because I am by nature a sedentary individual as well.
Sure.
And that does not bode well for people that love social events on their feet all day long. I don't want to do that. Anyway, that's me. Oscar, you're next. You're next. You said, Oscar's, did I write this down correctly? Worst Super Bowl ever?
Yes. You thought last year was bad because we had to wear masks around my family and my parents.
Yeah.
They were just recently were vaxxed and we still didn't know what the vaccine was going to do.
That's right.
Right.
And we wore masks and watched the Super Bowl with them. But that was sad. This is the saddest of them all. My parents knew we were coming over for the Super Bowl because that's what we do on Sundays, and my dad's in town. So, and as you get older, and for you young bucks out there, maybe you listen with your parents or you caught on to the show somewhat later in life, the podcast. When your parents get older, at least my experience, not compared to Mike's and Rob's, you start thinking about like, especially if you're lucky enough to, like, for them to get into their 80s, you start thinking about, like, was this the last Super Bowl I'm going to see with my dad or something like that. So you start thinking about
this. And your dad has lingered in the D.C. area for a little longer than most times, right?
Yes, correct.
And so he's slowing down with his schedule, and you want to spend I get that. I was the same way with my parents when my dad got older. I understand exactly.
And I feel lucky enough to, like, I guess, be self-aware of that. And have the time to even go say hi to my family on a regular basis, because
that's a good
local
thing. And you will, and you, when you know, down the road, that will be something you will not regret, in my opinion.
So I regret yesterday, where
okay,
I go over, and they have a pretty big TV that, you know, the old Ceballos kids purchased them a while back. It's in the living room, and that TV and the living room and kitchen are being remodeled. Like the entire space.
The room where the television is.
Yes.
Are they having like full fledged people come in and tarps?
Correct.
And
correct.
That
I
type
walk
of
in,
stuff?
It's all tarped up. It's all taped up and tarped up.
Hasn't this been going on for like 18 months?
It's the longest remodel ever. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
Well, Mike, it takes a while to put in handrails.
So, yeah, well, do you think we're joking? So it's like you're there. How do I step down?
Did you know going over there,
L ramp,
that the house is going to be torn up a little bit?
No, because I knew the kitchen was. I had no idea the family room was in the scope of work.
Where the TV is.
Yeah, I've been
situated.
I've been sitting next to an oven in the family room for the last 3 weeks. No big deal.
So they moved forward on the remodel, but that disrupted. So what happened with the layout?
The layout looked like it was set up for a Dexter series. Like, it was
a lot of
plastic everywhere.
That's great. So you're not comfortable.
It's 3 p.m. and I said, am I going to un-Dexter this living room, hook up all the cables again? It's going to take me an hour and a half to do this.
Oh, so it's not just tarped. It's, oh no.
Everything is tarped
up. The TV's like disconnected?
Everything is disconnected. Everything, because the guys came in. And they have this little string around all the wires, but everything's jacked up on the side. Like, nothing's hooked up. It's completely dead.
Zip ties? Is that what they put?
Plastic.
Zip ties.
I said, Mom, I could set this up so we can all sit downstairs.
Zip ties are the tool of the bad engineer. I've always felt that way.
Can
be.
And so, just quick, I'm sorry, I got too ahead of the story.
By the way, can I just mention something about zip ties?
Yeah.
Since we're here, okay. In the Omera studio, we do not use zip ties. We use the Velcro ties.
Smart.
Those are great.
These little suckers.
Those
that mean you can undo without getting a hacksaw the cables that have been laid out.
Let me give you the lay of the land.
Junior broadcast.
My wife does not come with me because she cares. She does not care about the Super Bowl.
She's blown off the whole day.
Yeah, she stays at home with the dog. She wants to ride the Peloton.
We have a code word for that, Mike. That means Shannon walked home from breakfast.
She may be the smartest one ever.
Yeah.
She didn't watch the game. She like was doing. I said, "You watch?" She goes, "No, I'll watch YouTube the halftime show later." I was like, "Okay, you did the right thing."
Mm-hmm.
But it's my mom, my dad, and my myself. So the three of us, three adults, and I sit there and I'm like, "Well," and my mom's like, "Don't worry about it, honey. We can just watch it upstairs." And I'm like, "Upstairs where?" She goes, "In bed."
Oh no, their bed?
Their bed?
Their Mama, marital bed.
Mama and Papa, you mean where the picture is?
Yeah, the nude.
Yeah, where the nude is, the tasteful nude. The
nude is. Oscar, look at the television, not the painting.
Happy Super Bowl.
And when I tell you guys that your boy, the radio superstar Oscar Santana, watched the biggest sporting event of the year.
Oh no.
I just sent you a picture.
Okay. Here we go.
They at least gave me the remote to run. As I laid on their bed like a little child and watched the big game as they laid on their Craftmatic sleep number, excuse me.
Wow.
And watched the game comfortable.
Hey, it's a big enough set, right?
Yes, it's big.
Like a very good perspective shot with the remote on the end of the bed.
Yeah, it's very artful.
Yes.
Very pretty.
So for those of you at home, think about just like the picture of two adults sitting there with their heads.
What is that curtain over the door? What is that?
That's a window.
Oh, it's a window.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, they have doilies over the window like they're 80. So And I'm sitting there, and these...
Was your mama in the bed and your papa in the bed?
Yeah.
Feet up, watching the game.
Yes, and they don't know... Look, they've assimilated. They know everything about soccer. They know nothing about pop culture or football. So they're talking the whole time. My mom said, oh, look, there's 25 cent, because she thinks she's hip. She has no idea. I'm sorry, she said 20 cent. She goes, 20 centavos. Not 50 centavos.
20 cent, that's when he was little.
And Dr. Ray.
Yeah. And then my mom said, what kind of doctor is he? And then she also said, look at the casitas. If you saw the halftime show, there's little houses.
Halftime show was all houses.
But she called them casitas.
Right.
Were you on the bed with them, or was there at least like a chair?
No, I'm laying on the bed with them.
Well, that's
so
sweet.
It's 1, 2, 3. Were you in the middle?
No, I refuse. That's too much. That's too weird.
Mike, they switched at the quarters.
No,
was it Mama, Papa, and you?
I was at the foot of the bed like a dog, like a child or a dog. I'm a grown man.
You win.
I'm a grown man.
You do win.
You completely win. I mean, there's absolutely no way you can't win.
At no time did either of them say, hey, like, do you, like, there was no, they actually, I was the snack runner. My dad's like, I'd really like some chips.
You were able to eat snacks on their marital bed.
No.
Is that true?
No. When the snacks came, I had to set up a little station on their nightstand because we're not allowed to eat in bed.
So he'd have to go feet off the bed.
Yes.
Have some
and
chips.
And he'd stand there with his peanuts in his hands, and then he'd go back and lay down on the bed.
Peanuts in his hands. Ugh. That's awesome. That's great. I can get it. I was worried about social anxiety, and you got you're in bed with your mother and father watching the game.
Yeah.
As a grown man post 40.
As a grown man.
Right.
And there's a lot of emotion that comes over. You think you're being sweet. You know you're being foreign. Like, no one else is doing this.
Mike, when you know you're foreign.
Well, if your betrothed had come with you, if Shannon had come with you, do you think it would have been a little better?
My parents were like, we really wish Shannon and Santos were here. I was like, I don't think this bed is big enough.
But it would have been better. It would have been better.
Is it a king or a queen, or do you know?
It's a queen.
Okay, that's not very big.
You felt childlike.
Yes.
You felt reduced to being the baby.
Yes. Yes.
You were the baby watching in with mommy and daddy.
Yes.
It's horrible. I get it.
And I was also back to the days where, like, can you change the channel or can you turn the volume up?
Yeah, you were the runner.
Can you put closed
captioning? Can you get us a check? Please.
The closed captioning isn't big enough. Could you figure it out? And I'm like, we're watching a game. There's nothing to talk about. We're just seeing if they catch the ball.
That's fun.
You shall always be the youngest. Always.
Were you in a mood
youngest.
When you got back to your house? Were you in a mood?
No, I felt freedom. I felt freedom. Right. My parents. So I left at the end of the third quarter because I have had enough. And my dad's like, "You're leaving?" I'm like, "Dad, it's 10 o'clock. I got to work tomorrow." He goes, "Oh man, I was hoping we get some ice cream."
Did that mean go out and get ice cream, or you would go down to the kitchen and get ice cream?
I would go to the freezer in the garage and get ice cream. I said, Dad, I can get you ice cream before I go. Yes.
Wow.
Get ice cream. Oh, my God.
I was hoping.
Sad.
I was hoping.
Sad. It was
very,
very
sad.
Jimmy,
very
next
sad.
Year. I'm
next
at your
year,
place.
Jimmy. Yeah. We're going to do that. All right. Well, I'm delaying the news again because we have to talk to Rob.
Okay.
Because Rob is part of a different. Rob watched the game.
I did.
But Rob is part of, I think in his heart, he is part of a movement that I saw a little bit more of on social media yesterday than I have before. That is the sports are stupid movement. And, what better day to talk about that than the day after the Super Bowl? We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, like, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here, Brad?
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it, eat it.
Thank you, Jim Amato, and we appreciate everything you do, you and Twitch. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you, by Our Crowd.
Yes.
All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our Crowd analyzes companies across the global private market and selects those with the greatest growth potential. They bring them to you, from personalized medicine to health tech, which is tackling the $60 billion global IVF and fertility treatment market. Our Crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest early, because that's when growth potential is greatest. Now you can invest in Future Family, who's providing millions of families with access to affordable treatment through buy now, pay later financing. Future Family powers 15% of the USA's fertility clinics. Last year, they grew patients served by 300%. So invest today at Our Crowd. Invest in Future Family at OURCROW.com. That's OURCROWD.com. Hope I got that right.
You got
/TMOS. You can join Our Crowd for free at OURCROWD.com/TMOS. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community at OurCrowd.com/TMOS. And I wanted to make sure we gave that to you accurately, because they're getting great returns for people. We're very excited about our partnership with them on the Mike O'Mara Show. So, we talked about my social anxiety, and then I was kind of meh, and the fact that it's Sunday. It has always been a hyped event. It has always been, the one thing I like to amass knowledge of a life lived when I'm talking about being 62 and things that I've learned after a lifetime. The big events for me are normally, I think they are not as big as they are always cracked up to be. I certainly, as a broadcaster that attended multiple Super Bowls, we have always talked about the overhyping of that particular
event. But the all-time best, what the parties were at Jimmy's. Like, my greatest memories of Super Bowl.
That was fun. That was fun, but the party superseded the game completely.
Well, that's, in spite of the game, the party was great.
I will tell you that the quality of competition is, I don't know if there's been a time in my lifetime where it's been better. If you go back and you look at the playoffs and you look at the championship games and you go right down to that Super Bowl, the quality of the competition is absolutely spectacular. It's fun. It's great. But, you know, there's a lot that goes on around it. And I think the intimacy of sitting down on a Sunday where you're downloading and you're watching the NFL by yourself or with like your wife or your kid, that to me is that's football. That's what I like. Having an event surrounding it, whatever. And Oscar did his thing, and it was like we feel almost an obligation to watch it. Online yesterday, there were a couple of posts. One guy posted that he's out by a lake, and he's got a picture of his book, and he said, "Looking forward to finishing this book today. Enjoy your football." Kind of an anti-football statement right there. Rob Spiewak posted on social media something about a TCM movie.
I said, I wrote, when I got up, I checked it, and I said, big TV viewing day today. The Music Man is on Turner Classic Movies at 5:15 in high definition. Recommended.
You were saying that this hype around
it was a joke, because, you see, first of all, it needs to be said, I am not by nature a contrarian. I really am not.
Right.
I mean, I will sometimes take the opposite side for...
No, but you're not a contrarian.
No, but you're like pop culture. Like, you buy it.
And so, for me, I watched all the playoff games this year because they were all pretty good. And you know what? I can appreciate football. I'm not a diehard fan, but if a game is good, I'll watch it, and it'll be fun. And it's also good for work.
At its heart, that was because of your career, where you were really thrown into a situation where football became a part of your life because of the old show you were on, and the fact that we got the Redskins back in the day at WJFK.
And the opportunity to be a field announcer was a really cool thing. Yeah, yeah. It was an awesome thing.
Prior to that, how interested were you in football?
There was, I will say that back when they were the Redskins back then, we always watched the Washington game in my house every Sunday. It was always on.
So you had it.
It was around. I was not drawn to it.
But you didn't like it.
No. I would much rather watch something else. No.
You don't care for it.
No, I don't.
And you've never cared for sports in any... I mean, when you call them sports games, and we had a big joke on the old Don and Mike show about that, you don't, you know, that post is really you. You would be content watching a fabulous musical.
Beautiful colors.
rather than even dealing with, because you find, correct me if, I don't want to keep putting words.
No, no, you're right. Keep going.
Find the exercise a tad ridiculous.
Overblown. When I turned on the TV on Sunday morning and I put on NBC and it's Meet the Press or whatever their, you know, news programming is in the morning, they're saying, and now we're going to go to Los Angeles, California to see what's going on. Okay, first of all, that's not news. And that means you've started your pregame 9 hours before the game. And that's too much. I don't need that. I don't need that at all. And I also am a little conflicted inside because I know that as a person who loves pop culture, that if I don't watch the game and usually like an hour leading up to it, I'm going to be horribly left out in all things tomorrow. So I feel required to watch it. So that's when
Let me give you permission right now.
Okay.
From this day forward, for as long as the run goes, I do not feel that that you need to. If you truly don't wish to, that is, in fact, it will be funny. But it's just, I know you don't want to, you have a FOMO factor with the Super Bowl.
There is that as well. But also because of that, it makes it for me almost a little bit like an assignment. And so when I go into,
you got to pull commercials, all kinds of things.
I'm looking for audio and stuff like that. You're right. And it's been that way for 20 years for me, 30 years.
Did you pull any audio this year?
I did. And you know what? It's really mediocre.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Talking about commercials. Yeah.
The halftime show. I loved the halftime show. I'll say that. But
a lot of people liked it. A lot of people liked it.
But going into it, and then I sit down and I had a great viewing with Carrie. It was just us two. We watched it. Hooked up the surround sound, the big screen. You know what?
I will go on record as saying I don't think I hated it as much as many 62-year-old.
You know who really hated it? I saw on Facebook this morning, Mike, Tom Gager hated it.
Did
he really?
My father, I kid you not, my father says, this is all improv, right? When Snoop Dogg is rapping one of his top hits of all time.
Right.
And my mom says, no, honey. They write it down and then they memorize it and then they perform it.
Yeah, it's like Julio Iglesias.
It appears to the non-familiar eye that it is spontaneous.
Familiar eye.
It is not. I will say that I had a little warmth in my heart when I saw Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Mm. That immediately said, oh, they're going to go old school. That's good for me. I like that.
But as far as watching the game and all the things involved with that, it was a good game. But what gets me is the hype and the fact that if you just watch a football game during the season.
Well, now hold on. Everybody hates the hype, Rob, and I think you're softening it. I think I want to get to the inner... Oscar, I want to get to the inner core cookie of Rob.
Here's one thing that I hate, and then hold your take for one second.
Yes.
Oscar's take. When they try to make it... They try to make it 100% for everybody. At one point, I turned to Carrie. I said, do you think Los Angeles needs information to make people think Los Angeles is a great city? No, we don't need a travel log for Los Angeles. It's Los Angeles. And then they bring out The Rock.
The Rock killed.
He was great. Yeah. But again, you know what? They're turning it into pro wrestling. That's another aspect of something. Then they do a movie thing with Halle Berry. And that was fantastic. But do they need all that just to do the game? I don't think so. And I watched... An Hour of the Puppy Bowl. I thought that was great on Animal Planet. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very, very good. But
I did not.
It was excellent. But I think what it is that someone like me who is not at their heart a sports fan and a sports has never been a part of my DNA growing up really, is that the NFL and our environment has manufactured the thing is FOMO. If you don't watch it, you're doing something wrong. And you shouldn't ever have to feel that way. I hate that.
I will say this, that as a football fan, I was watching golf right up until the point where the national anthem had happened and we missed it.
Okay.
Because there was a great golf tournament going on that was a sudden death playoff. And didn't catch that. And then apparently NBC, I'm sorry, was it NBC? CBS
switched over to the Golf Channel, so I missed it in Tiger. I wasn't able to record it with sports.
Oh, okay.
I care about the game.
Yeah.
I care about the game. I literally didn't watch one nanosecond of pregame coverage. I don't even like to hear them check in with the sideline reporters before kickoff. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I want it all to be, show me the game. Please show me the game. And that's it. But the idea of people saying, I think it's a protest movement for the hype.
I do too. I do too. And you know what? I'm not enough of a contrarian to blow off the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly not enough.
But you'd like to. If you thought you could get away with it,
yeah,
you would.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I would. Don't do it next year. Don't be the one person that doesn't watch the Super Bowl or the one of the people, anti-sports people that don't watch the Super Bowl, because I think that's the best day. That is the best day of the year to boycott professional sports. How about that?
I will do that.
I agree with you.
I will.
That's fantastic.
I'm still going to watch.
Too overhyped.
I'm still going to watch the Puppy Bowl, though.
You mentioned the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Best next to the Masters, the rowdiest and most enjoyable.
That's a really notable for the crowd, right?
Well, it's the behavior of the crowd. You've been to the Waste Management. It is the rowdiest crowd on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
It's a classy HF festival. On a beautiful golf course.
And it is so irreverent and so delightfully rowdy. And 16 is a par 3 that is a stadium. They literally go through a tunnel into the golf hole where there is a three-story bleachers on either side.
I've heard of this, yeah.
A stadium, a full estadio that is in there. And if someone, and there were two this weekend, if an individual gets a hole in one, the crowd erupts in a beer shower and then proceeds to throw their beer bottles, their beer, aluminum beer bottles, they're all aluminum, onto the golf course. God bless you for that wonderful moment. Might be too long in the tooth to enjoy it myself, but I don't think so. I may have said to Mrs. O'Mara, put that on my bucket list.
That's fantastic.
And bring me to that if I have a chair. It doesn't look like a chair. Kind of the demo is more you're 35. I'm a sedentary
Mike,
man.
Yeah.
Maybe by that time, you know, who knows?
Well, no, I know people that get suites and tents.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And by the way, I love that golf tournament so much, and I love that vibe for so much, and things are getting so bat crazy down here right now with the walking zombie dead. I know it's the same way in like Palm Desert or the California, but I looked at my wife and I said, maybe Arizona.
Yeah.
Because it just had that look to it. I loved everything. That to me was just going the opposite way, and they've created a little thing that's all, would you not agree? It's all fan centric.
And
it's all about the people.
Fun. You don't have, you can get there early and get to the 16th hole and get to the stadium and get bleacher seats. But you can also get there, you know, at noon, and it's multiple days. Put a chair down and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's very, I someday. That could be a thing.
The only way that could be a perfect thing is if they had that golf event, but the announcer was Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, really? Is he not? Is he not? And I didn't want to do this, but I have to
know
since you brought it up. Is he not the Debbie Downer of all broadcasters? He is the Debbie Downer of every. I don't care if you're rooting for LA.
He's the
or
worst.
You're rooting for Cincinnati. He is Debbie. Well,
there's one moment I did post. Yeah. I think it was towards the end of the first half when there was an obvious face mask that wasn't called.
Right.
And
that was a major touchdown. By
and it blew Al Michaels' mind that it wasn't called. And they kept playing it over and over and over again. He says, "Well, what do you think, Chris?" He says, "I don't know. It's the Super Bowl."
Yeah. Yeah.
Good analysis.
But then Cincinnati got boned at the end of the game.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Completely and utterly blown. I mean, they don't call a penalty until the very... officiating the NFL will
horrible.
Never be good.
Horrible.
It'll never be good. It will never be good. And by the way, the face mask, when you're wearing a face shield and your fingers kind of brush across, did his neck move a little bit? I'm not sure.
It was a face mask. Any other time, it would have been. You know that.
I don't know what to tell you. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can the announcers and we've been down this road in the past.
Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, the worst.
But don't you get fined if you go against the refs? Like, if you are adamant about it?
You mean if you're a player?
If you're an announcer.
I don't know if it's on the national level like that, if they say that. It just seemed to me that for a game that was kind of called like an NHL playoff game in the third period of a Stanley Cup
let
final,
him play.
Where you don't
let him play.
You just let him play. Yeah. It was kind of funny that it came down to like a literal game winning call. That was Los Angeles Rams the Super Bowl.
So it was in
that
the script. Call
gave it to them.
It was what was in the script.
And I'm still the balls of that.
The following play, he held him again. Like the guy was all over him.
Yeah. What's that?
The following play.
Oh, the following play he did.
He held him again.
Yeah, yeah. And then, now my one little dig as a former, as a Giants fan and was one of our former, hey, Giants, hey, Cincinnati fans, how you like Eli Apple? anyway, that's it. All right, we got to take a break. Right. Thank you, Rob, for that. We will finally get to the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
And that's it. Yeah, Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Rams.
Yes.
There were some legitimate calls, some illegitimate calls, and
wonderful stadium. Beautiful,
beautiful stadium. Gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful stadium. And certainly love seeing J-Lo and Jennifer. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis? Looking to get some validation for keeping it tight all these years? Would you like to be TikTok famous? Let's get you a starter pack. You know the drill. MichaelMaraShow.com. Shopping. Walmart. Let's get started with some ripped denim shorts and a new bikini top. Self-tanner, volumizing conditioner, fake tattoos, and most importantly, a selfie light ring. Throw in a tube of Ben Gay for after you shake your ass on camera. You're not in your 20s anymore, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you're going to have thousands of creeps just like I should stand following you. And you did it all thanks to the Walmart tab on the TMY Shopping Center. And now, back to the guy who's never been on TikTok, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks so much.
Mike, great that was Al Michaels who did that spot.
Al Michaels, do you believe in miracles? So yesterday during the game, had the boys on the couch inside and the ladies were outside and they were sitting around because the temperature dropped real quick. Once the sun went down, they were sitting around the solo stove, everybody.
Woo! Nice.
Solo stove. Perfect time to upgrade your backyard with a solo stove fire pit because it's the perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. And let me tell you something up north, while your transitional weather is just around the corner, there's nothing better for one of those cool evenings than sitting around a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. It makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, which I know the ladies don't like, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. It's so easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. It's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you on camping trips and more. We all have them.
Love them.
We all love them. They kept my guests warm last night. Solo Stove is the best. Shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long and use promo code TMOS at checkout to get an extra $10 off, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at Solo Stove.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and Bob Saget's autopsy has been made public. And his head injury was so serious that one doctor suggested it was more like an injury they'd see when someone took a baseball bat to the head.
Wow.
This just gets more and more interesting all the time. The 65-year-old Full House star fractured his skull in multiple places and had bleeding across both sides of his brain. I was reading this. I mean, this morning, it's the first time
that's
I looked at
so
it.
So weird, because the accepted hypothesis up to now is he hit his head on the headboard. But that would seem to me like multiple hits, right?
The New York Times spoke with a series of experts who said the unmistakably serious set of injuries would be, at the very least, left someone confused. But it could also result in lack of consciousness. It's like an egg cracking. That's what this doctor, Jeffrey Bazarian, who's an emergency guy at Rochester Medical Center, said, you hit one in one spot and it can crack from the back to the front.
Ugh.
It's just strange. But because of the extent of this injury, experts are saying it appears unlikely that he would have ignored it. The Times continued, the injury would likely have left him confused, if not unconscious. I doubt he was lucid, says Dr. Bazarian. A lot of speculation.
Yeah, weird.
And I doubt he thought, I'm just going to sleep this off. Well, then what is the alternative? He got knocked unconscious? Is that how it happened?
Well, I mean, he said that it would have to almost come with confusion. So that would make sense for him thinking that he could sleep it off.
It's also 2 a.m. Like, it's 2:30 a.m. Someone's checking in a hotel room. Like, you're not 100% then.
You want to sleep.
No. And he had COVID, which they listed here. He specifically had fractures on the back of his skull, the right of his skull, and the front of his skull. Fractures to... This just gets weird. I mean, I'm not saying a foul play or anything,
right. But
thick parts of the skull and broken bones in a particular part of the eye socket known as the orbit. If you fracture your orbit, the doctor said, referring to those eye bones, you have significant pain. Experts also noted that the injuries appeared more reminiscent of ones suffered by people who fall from a considerable height or get thrown from their seat in a car crash.
That is mysterious.
So that's not bumping your head on a... Yeah.
No, do you get the feeling as I do that there's more to come?
I suppose, but it's just...
I know there's really no way to follow up, but
it's weird,
so
and
weird.
I guess stay tuned, but like all these things, the further you get from the actual moment it happened, they didn't do any foul play investigation, right? They just assumed, you know, and then they said a heart attack. I wonder sometimes with all this CSI crap that's out there, whether or not someone picked up on anything. I would think there would be obvious signs of trauma. If you had those kind of injuries, who knows? It's a very, very weird situation.
Scary. It is
so,
very scary.
You know. Anyway, I'm curious, and I think most people that are fans of the guy would love to know, is there anything more to this? But who knows? Valentine's Day is celebrated on February 14th every year. It is mainly a day to express love and affection to your significant other, but also your friends and family. Happy Valentine's
Day. I stood in line for an hour for a gift for my wife.
Here's one for Oscar. Nice.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And I walked in, I gave her the gift, and she said, oh, what's this for? I said, Happy Valentine's Day. And I didn't even wait for the disappointment that came afterwards, where I knew there was nothing for me.
Right.
So I just said, all right, have a great day, and just scurried on.
Yeah, we have to move on.
Yeah,
because there will be.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And my stuff that I ordered for Carla didn't show up, and I actually ordered stuff this
supply
year.
Supply chain.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you, company, for shipping it on February 2nd.
Company.
And not getting here.
Thank you, company.
Thank you, lingerie company.
Oh, isn't that a present
for
you?
Who was the gift for, really?
Anyway, let's see. The oldest known Valentine's Day message dates back to 1415. When the Duke of Orleans said, I'm so horny. No, the Duke of Orleans sent a poem to his wife from the Tower of London, where he was being held prisoner. So there's that. Today, Valentine's Day has become a multi-billion-dollar industry, according to research carried out by the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics. People in the U.S. are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. Dollars, Mr. Powers.
Wow.
By the way, I said I wasn't going to mention the commercials. The Austin Powers commercial made me laugh.
Cable Guy.
Cable Guy was good.
Yeah. Right.
Cable Guy was okay.
5G.
The Austin Powers was spectacular.
I like the Larry David one. I think if I had to pick.
Yeah. Yes. I know you love him.
Yeah.
It was funny, too.
Dismissive, funny Mike. Too. Don't be
I'm
a monster.
Let's see. $21.8 billion. So, there's that. Isn't that exciting? Chevy Chase. Noted a-hole, Chevy Chase.
Yes, not loved, he says not beloved.
He is happy with who he is and doesn't really care what anybody thinks of him. In a new interview with CBS Sunday Morning, Chase addressed the accusations that he was a jerk while working on NBC's Saturday Night Live and the Dan Harmon comedy Community for 4 seasons. He departed the series due to conflicts with Harmon over the direction of the character. Here's the quote from Chevy. I guess you'd have to ask them. I don't give a crap, he said with a laugh. When asked how he felt when he hears about former collaborators' negative experiences working with him, he added, I am who I am.
and I like where who I am. I don't care. And it's part of me that I don't care. And I've thought about it a lot. And I don't know what to tell you. Man, I just don't care. Mm. So there he is.
He sounds fun. Debbie.
Yeah, nice guy. No, really, noted.
Pleasant.
Yeah,
I mean, really. Just no, that's the way it is. That's Chevy. Moving right along, a little something, something for you right now. Josh Vidala is the superintendent of Peabody, Massachusetts Public Schools, and he says that on Monday, an employee, I'm going to assume it was a teacher,
okay,
plugged their laptop into a classroom projector for an in-class presentation. It wasn't a lesson on World War II or the periodic table. That popped up on the screen instead. Students were treated to a series of explicit images from what appeared to be a Google image search that appeared to be pornographic in nature. The employee, teacher, was immediately placed on leave, and an investigation by the district is underway, and local police have been notified. The district notes counseling is available for any students who may need it as a result of this incident with these images shown on the big screen. And the school district, will be looking more closely at its policies on employees using personal devices in the classroom. A representative for the students said, counseling will be unnecessary. Just send them a link to the pictures. Thank you very much. That's it. So that's it. We got to take a break when we come back. Hey, is it time for Sound Town?
Yeah, we need
already?
To take a little trip to the town, Mike.
The town of sound.
Yes.
Will you have Super Bowl sounds?
No.
You're not?
If you want them, I had the feeling you didn't want them.
Well, I didn't
them.
Talk at all about that. Anyway, it's your thing. You do what you want. We'll be right back.
What's up? 'Tis Jake the Snake. Guess what? I'm not blue anymore. Yes, the Gatorade stain has faded, just like little Michael's love for me. That's okay. I still have the father. He loves me. I love to curl up under his neck and nap. It's warm and safe and smells like a concrete from Culver's. He treats me so well. He buys all my snake gear at the TMOS shopping center at MikeOMeraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. It has aquariums, hidey holes, snake toys, and makeup. Well, just because I'm a snake doesn't mean I don't want to look pretty. Now start shopping and kiss me, dear boy.
That's all right. Weird.
Thank you. Without much we rely on our devices, it's easy to forget about the hardware that we're born with, like our ears.
Yes.
Just like fingerprints, no two are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably cause you some discomfort or even physical pain after a while. Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs. I wish Oscar had had them for watching the Super Bowl while he was lying on his mom's bed.
Carrie will be using her Valentine's Day ears tonight and will be molding them tonight. They were a big hit as a Valentine's gift.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fun. Yeah, it was good.
Cool. You can play and pause music, answer calls, built-in controls, so much more. If you try Fits and don't love them as much as we do, no worries, Mike. Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Use promo code TMOS at UE.com/fits to get your pair of UE fits for just $199. That's UE.com/fits, promo code TMOS. Soundtown.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
All right, Mike, because you requested it, here is a brief Super Bowl recap. America the Beautiful. Over you. The national anthem. Halftime. Rams go ahead.
This is the 15th.
Larry David commercial. That's enough. And Verizon. And that's the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Perfect. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. That gave us everything we needed. You could even do it again.
All right. Well, no. What about Copper Cup getting his Cooper Cup? Sorry.
Copper.
Cooper Cup. Cooper Cup. Got Copper the Cup's what you drink a Moscow Mule.
Yeah, he got his MVP.
I don't feel deserving of this.
And Roger Goodell gave a trophy, the Lombardi Trophy.
Another inning.
Yeah, but I really love when the Rams went ahead.
This is the fifth.
And the halftime. I loved it.
That's
I don't know that Oscar got a lot of sleep this weekend, even though he did spend most of the game in bed. He kept sending me links, but great links. There was an Olympian, Nick Bumgardner.
Mm-hmm.
He's 40. And it's, I think, his third Olympics.
Yes.
Never
medaled. He's a snowboarder. Yeah. I watched him.
And he was
it was fun to watch.
He was in mixed team snowboards, and his partner needed to do well for him to medal. The emotion at the front and the end of this clip is great.
40 I'm sorry, years old, I mean.
Let me start again. I hit the
can, can I just add
yeah,
this?
Yeah, please do.
He failed at the beginning for his individual run.
Yes, he
and
did.
And the tears you hear was him just, honestly, in a raw emotion of what
yeah,
didn't
that
happen.
Yeah, he put so much in.
Yes.
He's a great snowboarder.
Yeah. Yes.
Racing snowboarder.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you heard the how disappointed because he's 40.
Yes. Yes.
Which is rarefied air being an Olympian to start with. But then, you know, gets in this brand new snowboarding competition, the combined with, and I wish
is
I knew
it
the
as
name,
good
Jesus,
as,
she's it, a superstar as well.
Jacobulis? Jacobulis?
Jacobulis.
Is it as good
names.
As the monobob?
The monobob is better, Rob. If you,
did,
like
you see did you see halftime? Okay. Here's Nick Bumgardner right here from the Olympics. From the Olympics.
I'm 40 years old. I mean, I'm running out of chances. I got so much support back home, and I feel like I let him down.
Baumgartner in his fourth Olympics.
Fourth.
Definitely wants to realize that dream today.
And Nick Baumgartner.
Yeah!
Is that much closer to winning his first Olympics dream? We saw Ryan Hurd looking at the lines of Maioli in that semifinal. Yes. She goes! She's got the pass. Now
all right.
She's just gonna
stop it for just a second. That's great. All right. Does it make me a bad person that I felt very old man fatherly when it came to that guy, you know, who was 40? Where, you know, you take him aside when he's doing all that crying and stuff. And he said, well, maybe you wouldn't be so upset if you weren't 40 and a ski bum. I'm sorry. There it is. I said it. I'm sorry.
Well, the announcer
sometimes
did say.
I look at those guys that are still doing it, and you know,
do you think
there's
you
a family out there?
He said, "Do you think you should have tried harder in 2018?"
Sorry,
no. Nick.
I thought it was an amazing accomplishment.
All right, let's hear this
for the guy that gets the hang of it. He'll be famous now. I think so.
It's a good story. It's a good
finally
story.
Finally be able to pay his family back.
Mike, you, well, some of it.
All right.
Mike,
I'm sorry.
You can't
look
pay
at
back
those
Mike,
guys.
You can't pay back look, time.
How many Sean Whites are out there, right? How many that get the big contracts?
Yes.
And stuff mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I look at it like an old man. Like I look at it from a practical standpoint sometimes.
You know,
like, how many shaves the morning?
From his perspective, he was right. He made it. He got the gold.
I'm just kidding. I was totally into it. I sometimes like to offer counterpoint on this show. You know,
how about another
way to go,
reason,
Nick,
Mike?
Back to Sun Valley, la la la.
Mike,
you know?
How about there another reason to like Luke Bryan?
Yeah. By the way, 40 somethings in this country, you know, they're the worker bees. I got to tell you, that's when you got the nose to the grind.
Yeah.
I went out with a bunch of these guys after the championship that my son had in flag football. These are the guys that are slaying the dragon.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that age group. I connect with that age group very, very enthusiastically, you know? But I'm happy for the snowboarder. The 40-year-old snowboarder.
I would guess that country music singer Luke Bryan is in his 40s. And over the weekend, he took credit for the mask mandate being lifted in Las Vegas.
Oh, did he?
Which I think is terrific.
I'd like to take some personal credit. And, you know, just getting rid of the mask mandate, I really appreciate that. But like the governor has saw that we're all coming here, he's just like, oh.
Did you say the governor has saw that we're all coming here?
So congratulations for all the people that get COVID after
Man,
that.
Man, you look, when you targeted this guy before anybody knew what he was about, you called that. That was, I mean, really, you hit the bullseye with this. Douche.
Yeah, well, and every time you come home from Vegas when you got the virus, thank him.
I did it. I did it. I did
it. Hey, listen, you know what? I'm getting a little negative at the end of this show.
Yeah, you turned.
Let me apologize to Nick Baumgartner. Okay. Completely and totally. Luke Bryant, knock yourself out.
Not so much. Mike, I was surprised this morning to find out that Ivan Reitman had passed.
Yes, only 75 years old.
And director of both Ghostbusters and more movies than you can really care to mention here. So many great films. One great thing.
Private Parts. Didn't he direct the Howard Stern
Private Parts movie? You're right. He also did,
I think he did
Meatballs a million years ago. And right. He did Dave, Stripes Jr. He did Twins. But one thing is that when they were making Ghostbusters, they originally wanted John Belushi in it.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get him because he passed away. Mm-hmm. And Ivan Reitman really wanted John Candy to play the Rick Moranis part. And here he is talking about that.
The original screenplay, I don't know if you remember, we wrote it for John Candy because I had just worked with him again on Stripes. And John didn't get it. He kept saying, hey, well, maybe can I do him with a German accent? And I was a little hesitant right away. I said, it's kind of an odd thing. It's a very American, New York-based movie. And finally, it was clear that he was not going to do it. And I literally called Rick Moranis the same day and sent him the script the same day that Candy had turned it down. And Rick called me like 2 hours after he got it. And he said, please thank Candy for turning this down. This is amazing. I know what to do with this.
Very memorable role for Rick Moranis. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think in terms of whether John Candy would have been better. I think in terms of how that role was just Rick Moranis all the way, right?
He said, hey, who brought a dog?
That's just, I mean, isn't that weird about Hollywood and sometimes things that work and don't? That is fascinating.
Well, Ivan Reitman left us with a great legacy. So rest in peace, sir. And let's close with this, Mike. In Australia, there is a variety of grass called couch grass, and it's very popular for lawns. And an Australian TV hostess had on a landscaper as a guest. Her and her male co-host were interviewing this landscaper and asked him about couch grass, but she didn't pronounce it couch. That's the only thing.
Daniel, I want to ask, because my cooch is dying. And I don't.
What have you been doing to it if it's dying?
Well, the dog pees all over it.
Okay.
Because of her accent, she doesn't say couch. She pronounces it with an oo sound, you see.
That has stopped me in my tracks. You have officially.
Well, let's take that from the front.
How do you get from couch to that?
Well, it's an accent thing, Mike.
Cage?
Sort of. Let's take
cooch.
Yeah, cooch. Let's take it from the front.
Oh, okay, let's
Daniel, I want to ask because my cooch is dying. And I don't.
What have you been doing to it if it's dying?
Well, the dog pees all over it.
Okay.
Love those Aussies.
Try to keep the dog off it and you'll probably see results.
Did I pick the wrong lawn considering I have a dog?
No, cooch is good considering if it's going to be running on it, cooch has got really good wear and tear so it can recover quickly. But no lawn can
all
really.
All right, so now we know how. Now we know how to pronounce couch in Australia.
That's right. So if you want to have a seat, talk about a love seat.
Keep your dog off your...
Exactly.
That's it. Is
that, and Mike, is that I'm afraid town? That's all I have.
That's Soundtown. Thank you. That was a now strange sound way.
Please come again.
That was a very...
That'll kill the lawn.
Keep your dog off it.
Very interesting way to end the show. That's our Super Bowl. Post-Super Bowl show. Yes,
right. I thought I had the right mix of hostile and happiness.
Yeah.
I think so. Absolutely.
Thank you, Al.
And meditation, whatever. Tomorrow I will tell you about my kid who had a great night. And how you two, all three, you were just so sweet. You know, got a little verklempt after that. And no fights. We will take a break and come back with a brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak. And Oscar Santana and Pony Peanut Butter Cup Boy Bloom.
Yes.
This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares?
Nobody gives a crap.